Bowling Green pulls away from Buffalo, posts a 14-point win. Assistant coach Bob Gallagher here with us. And coach, I think the key was maybe the close of the first half, an 8-0 spurt to bump the lead to 8 right at halftime. That was a big pick-me-up, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was massive. I think we just came in with a different approach. You know, we were disappointed with the Central Michigan game, and we just came out with a different fire. And that close of the first half was huge.
I guess if you want to nitpick tonight, I guess defensively, you kind of lost Ryan Sable, and he made 7 threes on you. Seemed like maybe too much help off of him. Is that what happened?
Yeah, absolutely. That was one of our keys going into the game. He was their best shooter, and he shot the most threes. You know, we labeled him as a sniper. We didn't want him to get any clean looks. And we were in rotations and scrambles, and we just didn't contest like we should have. And we knew it going in, but he's a great player.
Now, clearly tonight you had a much better offensive night after the struggles against Central. Still not making the threes, but tonight you only took 15 threes where you took 33 the other day. Was that a point of emphasis?
Absolutely. Our whole game plan was to get in the paint as much as possible. You know, we believe we got two of the best bigs in the league, and Marcus Hill obviously is great in the lane. And we really wanted to get in the paint and drive and get to the free throw line and make layups and dunks. You know, we settled a little bit too much for the jumper last game, so that was an emphasis going in.
Also tonight, you look at the rebounding, pretty even there, but your offensive execution in the zone was very good, and you guys have struggled with that at times this year, so that had to be very encouraging.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a surprise. You know, Buffalo hasn't played much zone this year, but we knew they were shorthanded and there was potential they could go to it. We did a good job getting it to the free throw line, and we really shared the ball. I mean, you look at it, and we had 19 assists. We really shared it and moved it and played with great energy on offense.
Also off the bench tonight, E.J. Greer had 5 points and 3 assists, and he had that little spurt that led to that timeout by Buffalo in the second half. And that was pretty much all E.J. Greer, a little 8-0 run by himself. He assisted on one bucket and had 2 others. Seems like every game we see a little bit longer stretch of solid play from him and not as many mistakes.
Absolutely, yeah. He's a terrific player, and he's so talented. He's just, you know, he's a young kid. He's a freshman, but he really works. He's always in the gym. And, you know, this second half of the season, he's really playing more like a sophomore. So he's really giving us a lift off the bench.
Clearly, the team had to be down from Saturday's performance, and to come out here tonight and to really put on a strong performance makes the psyche a little better here today, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, we really challenged our guards to rebound more and for us to be more physical defensively, and, you know, we did a great job. You know, we won the glass. You know, we were better at the free throw line today and just made a bunch of improvements.
Well, Coach, it adds up to a win, and next to stop is Louisiana. We'll see you there on Sunday.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
That's Assistant Coach Bob Gallagher. Falcons 87, Bulls 73. More